You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The equity benchmarks have snapped a two-day losing run to end the week in the green. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. This is Sheetal, and here are the details of what happened in the markets today.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, there were hopes of a fresh set of stimuli by the government, and this is what really added to the investor sentiment today. And the benchmark indices broke that losing run that we saw in the last two consecutive sessions and ended with healthy gains today. Now, most of these gains were really seen in banking, finance, FMCG and IT heavyweights. And according to expert Ajit Mishra, who's Vice President Research at Religare Broking, we quote him, firm global cues and expectation of some favorable announcements triggered a strong recovery in the latter half and helped the index to end in the green. The rupee again rose against the US dollar, and there was also a downtick in crude oil prices and generally a positive sentiment in global markets as well, as the US and China resumed trade negotiations. And this is also what contributed to the upbeat mood on Dalal Street today. So the rupee closed the day with a gain of 37 paise against the US dollar. That was at 71 rupees 40 paise. Then to give you the details on the Sensex and Nifty, well, the Sensex closed at 37,332 points. That's 0.7% higher, with 22 stocks closing in the green. And the Nifty settled at 11,023. That's 0.68% higher, with 36 stocks up and 14 down. Now, in the top gainers, you had Yes Bank, Sun Pharma, IndusInd Bank, Tata Steel and Hindustan Lever. This was on Sensex. And on the losing side, you had Power Grid, ONGC, HCL Technologies, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Larsen & Toubro. Now, the mid-caps and small-caps outperformed the index as their sectoral indices on the Bombay Stock Exchange closed 1.01% and 0.8% higher, respectively. Now, in the sectoral indices, only power, capital goods, utilities and oil and gas suffered some losses. That was up to 0.59%. But on the other hand, you had FMCG, basic materials, healthcare, metal and realty indices closing with gains of 1% or more. Now, the breadth of the market favored the gainers, with 1,413 stocks gaining and 1,114 incurring losses, and about 170 stocks remained unchanged today. Now, this rally that we saw in the equities shot up the cumulative market cap of BSE-listed firms to 1.4 lakh crore rupees from 1.39 lakh crores yesterday. And this is what made investors richer by 1.15 lakh crore rupees today. Now, on a weekly basis, the Sensex and Nifty have gained 1.72% and 1.79% respectively. Let's move on to give you the top headlines of the day. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced a mega merger of public sector banks. Punjab National Bank, Oriental Bank of Commerce and United Bank will merge to form the second largest PSB with a business of 17.94 lakh crore rupees. Canara and Syndicate Bank to be merged, which will be the fourth largest PSB with a business of 15.20 lakh crore. Union Bank of India, Andhra Bank and Corporation Bank to merge to become the fifth largest PSB with business of around 14.59 lakh crore rupees. And then Indian Bank and Allahabad Bank will merge to form the seventh largest PSB with a business of 8.08 lakh crore rupees. Now, India's June quarter GDP growth is seen to be slowing and there's more stimulus that's expected. That's another headline. And the April to July fiscal deficit stood at 77.8% of 7.04 lakh crores FY20 target. And the fiscal gap for the same period came in at 5.47 lakh crore against 5.40 lakh crore year on year. Now, to move on the evening walk to give you an update on the stocks that made the headlines today. Well, shares of the PSU banks gained in the region of 1 to 13% ahead of the government's announcement of their mega merger. Jammu and Kashmir Bank climbed 12.75% to 41 rupees 55 paise on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Oriental Bank of Commerce was another gainer, up 8.25%. Syndicate Bank gained 6.94%. Indian Bank 4.63%, Central Bank was up 3.95%, and IDBI Bank gained 2.29% today. Then shares of Wipro closed 2.15% higher at 254 rupees 35 paise after the company expanded its strategic partnership with Google Cloud, and this was with a view to accelerating cloud adoption and digital transformation for global enterprises. After four sessions of gains, shares of rating agency ICRA fell 3.30% to 2,707 rupees 55 paise. This is just a day after the company announced the immediate termination of its managing director and group CEO, Naresh Thakkar. Shares of Premier Explosives finished 1.16% higher at 165 rupees 15 paise after the company received a license from the Chief Controller of Explosives. Then shares of Hindalco Industries climbed 2.61% to end at 184 rupees 50 paise, buoyed by reports that the company owned Novelis was set to secure European Union antitrust approval for its $2.6 billion bid for Aleris. Then shares of Yes Bank closed with a gain of 3.75% at 59 rupees 50 paise, and this was ahead of the bank's board meeting where it is likely to discuss fundraising. Shares of Adani Green Energy added 6.57% to its previous close to end the day at 46 rupees 20 paise, and this is after the company said that it was going to acquire the 205 megawatt operating solar assets of SL Green Energy. And those were the stocks that made the headlines. The global markets, well, European stocks continue to trade near one-month highs, helped by a surge in German real estate companies and also on relief that trade tensions between the US and China were easing, according to a Reuters report. And the Asian markets also ended on a higher note for these same reasons. The Nikkei added 1.19% to settle at 20,704, and the Kospi in South Korea closed with gains of 1.78%. And finally, for the technical view on what happened in the local equity markets, the Nifty closed above the psychologically important level of 11,000 and formed a hammer kind of pattern on the daily chart. So it snapped a two-week losing streak and gained 1.8% to form a spinning top pattern on the weekly scale. So experts feel that the index needs a strong follow-up buying, which could take it to the 11,200 level in the coming sessions. Otherwise, this range-bound movement is likely to continue. According to Rohit Singre, senior technical analyst, LKP Securities, and we quote him, "Now the index has support near the 10,950 to 10,880 zone. Holding above these levels, we may see the index march towards the 11,200 zone. Resistance for the index is coming in near the 11,060 to 11,130 zone," unquote. And that was the expert technical view. Thank you for listening to the Evening Walk Down Dalal Street. Have a great weekend and wishing everyone in advance a very happy Ganesh Chaturthi.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.